Washington's economy has revived a bit in the years since the Great Recession, but it's a very different story in Alaska. This week, Alaska Governor Bill Walker sent out 10,000 pink slips to government employees. And if the legislature doesn't reach a budget deal by July 1st, the Alaska government will shut down. So what will happen if thousands of Alaska state workers lose their jobs? Alexandra Gutierrez, a reporter for Alaska Public Media, says the effects will be far-reaching.
Because state government is such a big business here, it's going to affect 10,000 people and their families. It could cause the unemployment rate to go up to 9%. If you're a veteran, for example, 75,000 veterans will lose some sort of benefits because the Office of Veterans Affairs will shut down. You know, you're not going to be able to go to the DMV. You're not going to be able to deal with ordinary government services. And there will be cuts to early education programs and the like. So it's gonna have a huge effect. And not just on Alaskans, it will have an effect on people in Washington as well, because you're not going to see our ferries operating. So any ferries traveling from Bellingham to Alaska, those are going to stop operating. We have a lot of, people who from Washington who fish up in Alaska, and we're going to see those commercial fisheries be affected and potentially not be going, because you're not going to have biologists to manage them.
Let's go back to the state workers. Clearly, this is a big rippling pond, but you mentioned something that unemployment would go up to 9%, which makes me wonder how big an employer the state of Alaska is within the context of the state.
Outside the oil industry, government is really the big business up here. In the state capital of Juneau, a quarter of the workforce is employed by state government. I mean, it is a company town, and the company is the government. Part of it is because, we're such a large state that's so spread out, and there are some government services that are just kind of going to require the same number of people, no matter how many people they actually serve. And, with the money that we get from oil production up here, state government has grown a good bit over time. And we have services that some poorer states might not have. So now, with oil prices dropping, with the state collecting less in tax revenue, we're going to see, I guess, a pretty hard landing from it.
How secure is your job?
Well, public media actually will be affected whether or not the government shuts down. If it shuts down, grants to public radio stations, to public television, will stop being paid out. Most people have some money in their budgets to weather this for a while, but it will have an effect. And even if lawmakers do get a budget deal through that would fund state government for the next year, public broadcasting is taking a considerable hit in that, with about a quarter of funding being cut this year.
Well, let me just follow up on that a second, because public broadcasting in Alaska is a little bit different in the context of people's lives than it is in the lower 48. In some places, it's the only media.
That's correct. We've got 26 different Alaska Public Radio Network member stations, which is a lot for a state of our population. But part of the reason is we have so many communities that are off the road system. The telecommunications infrastructure isn't that great. There are some communities where getting internet is not as easy as it would be if you were in, say, Seattle. The speeds are slow. You don't get daily newspaper delivery. So Alaska has a pretty strong tradition of public radio and providing news through that. And it's not just about the news. It's also about emergency broadcasts. People use it as sort of a community message board in some ways, where you'll have people say, call into their radio station and say, hey, can I leave a message for my friend? I lost my phone. If she could give me a call, that would be great. And people do birthday wishes on it. It's a really unusual system, I think, from most of the country.
So what you're saying, though, is even if the government doesn't shut down, Alaska Public Media, Public Radio Network is going to lose a significant amount of funding.
It will. And there are other ways that it can be backstopped, but it's going to have an effect for certain.
How likely is it that the state government will shut down?
Well, I hesitate to answer that question in a very likely or not likely at all way. a lot of people were hoping that they would resolve this situation by June 1st, which is when the layoff notices were sent out. I mean, their next hard deadline is July 1st. So we could see a sort of midnight deal that's crafted to avert a shutdown. But things have been so calcified and people have become so entrenched in their positions. Some people are starting to seriously think it could happen.
Alexandra Gutierrez is a reporter for Alaska Public Media. If Alaska's legislature does not reach a budget deal by July 1st, the government will shut down for the first time in that state's history. Meanwhile, in Washington, our lawmakers are still working on budget negotiations as they wind up the second week of the second special legislative session.